Hello, this is French Reno Diaries Uncensored, your no-fluff guide to renovating in France. I'm Rosie.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Sue.
And we all run tradie-related businesses here in France with our partners and husbands.
On the show, we'll be sharing real talk, some wild stories, and some very smart advice for anyone dreaming of French property life.
It's kind of false economy, really, because if you don't know what you're doing, it's going to take two or three times longer. You're going to make mistakes and have to redo. It's not going to be the finish that you're going to get from a professional. It's the difference between buying clothes from Primark or buying from a designer. If you want something to last longer and look better, sometimes you have to pay a little bit more.
Because a lot of these properties are old, they're sometimes three-phase because they're old farm buildings. So he will always ask a customer, what are your plans for the future? So that when they go 5 years down the line, oh, we're going to have a swimming pool put in now, the preparatory stuff has already been done. So it's not a case of need to dig up a garden, run a trench, lay some cable, cover it up nicely again. So it's all about thinking of the future.
We watch it like Gogglebox. Because some of the things he does, we're like shouting at the TV screen, like, oh my God, why don't you fix your roof before you put the tiles on the floor in the kitchen?
They need to do a Chateau DIY nightmares. They need to do one specifically.
Oh, yes.
To show everybody's mistakes, mishaps, what they should have done. That's what I'd want to see.
So whether you're planning your move or already knee-deep in rubble, this is your behind-the-scenes peek at the real lives of French property renovators day in, day out, and straight from the dusty front lines.
Expect honest advice, plenty of laughs, and a few what the f*** moments along the way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the show to be sure you don't miss anything.
And share it if you like it.